The British government tried to calm fears this morning about the possibility that the UK may have to leave the European Union with no new trading relationship. With just 7 months to go before Brexit, the UK is really running out of time to avoid crashing out of the EU, which could cause a lot of disruption and economic pain. NPR's Frank Langfitt is in London this morning. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, good morning, David.
So what's the government saying? Basically, everything's going to be okay, don't worry. How are they handling this?
Well, the concerns here are that come the end of March, when the UK leaves the EU, you could see new customs borders, food shortages, maybe a need to stockpile medicine. And Dominic Raab, he's the Brexit secretary, he basically came out today in a press conference kind of to reassure people, said that the government is planning for the worst case scenario. And it's in the process now of issuing some explanations about what it's going to do in case there is no deal, and also telling different sectors of the economy how they should plan themselves, including banking and the pharmaceutical industry.
I mean, you're not talking about small industries. These are industries that an entire country relies on.
No, so this could affect a lot of industries.
Yeah, so what contingency plans is the government making?
So I'll give you just an example that Rob gave this morning. He said that the UK would just accept EU standards for testing of medicines to keep medicines flowing after March when it's scheduled to leave.
They basically have their own little trading relationship, even though there's
nothing
formal.
Well, and basically sort of said, listen, we'll go along with you guys, and then in hopes that you would go along when we send our medicine over. And what was kind of striking in this press conference was how much Rob talked about the need for good faith and hope that the EU would just reciprocate on certain issues, planning actually hinging on, you know, the EU going along. And so John Pienaar, he's with the BBC. He asked this sort of, he pointed out this whole tone in this question.
As a Brexiteer and a Leaver, you're asking Brussels to back off from red lines, and if there's no deal, to cooperate in the way that you want. Did you always envisage that so much of your Brexit plan would rely on wishful thinking?
Now Rob pointed... Yeah, it's very direct, but there are a lot of people who do feel that way right now in the United Kingdom. Now, Rob pointed out that the EU also has an interest in trading with the UK and keeping goods flowing, and he tried to sound upbeat, and here's part of what he said in answer to that.
We're going into this with energy and ambition. We're showing the flexibility and the compromises that need to be made, and if that's matched on the EU side, and I've got every reason to believe it can and should be, then we'll get a deal.
I mean, the EU has not come out and said, hey, Britain, we'll do whatever you need here. They've taken a sort of tough line. So given that uncertainty, how concerned are British businesses about having no deal?
Some, David, are very concerned. You know, remember, the EU is this single market of over 500 million consumers.
Yeah.
And many businesses oppose Brexit, and they're concerned that the impact is going to be pretty tough on them, losing seamless access to the market. There was a woman at the press conference. Her name is Marta Kwajewski, and she's with Energy UK. And here's how she put it.
I couldn't stress more that a no-deal scenario will have disastrous consequences for the energy sector. And we very much hope that a deal with Brussels will be achieved.
So, Frank, we said that the window's closing, but it's not closed yet. Could there still be some kind of deal?
Well, Rob said he's still optimistic. He said they've got 80% of some of the disputes basically out of the way. But earlier there was a meeting this week in on the European continent, and the EU's main negotiator, Michel Barnier, said effectively, the UK is still asking for special access to parts of our market, but refusing to allow EU citizens to move freely to the UK. And that's kind of an ironclad rule of getting access to the market and being a part of the EU club. So for now, and for a long time, that's been a red line for the EU that it's just not willing to cross.
Frank Langfitt is NPR's correspondent in London, talking to us again about the next phase of Brexit, with Britain warning businesses and citizens that this could be a tough road ahead. Frank, thanks as always.
Happy to do it, David.